It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is 1906. Ouch, I'm late. But it is April 22nd, 2022. And that means that it is Friday. And that means, my friends, at tonight. If you're in the U.S., it's tonight. But if you're not in the U.S. or you're using UTC, on Saturday at 0300 UTC, that is when the Synth Battle Royale happens. It is a synthesizer battle, and it's so much fun. It is great. It's very important you jump into comm so you can vote and clap and participate in the show. But even if you can't, listening to it is still a ton of fun. So please do that. Don't worry. It goes on for a little while. So if you're there a little late, it'll be fine. And shout out to everyone in comm, including Claudio M and Stug and X1 and everyone else who's hanging out. Shout out to Publius, who's always around in comm, off and on, and Jazz Maz, we know you're around somewhere. And welcome back, Claudio M. And thanks for everybody. Thanks for everyone for being here. There's a lot of news to go over. We got a song to play. Just all of that stuff. But first, I need to go ahead and launch my bookmarks and open all in tabs my bookmarks for the news today. All right. Well, it's time to get started the way we always start.
World news.
That's right. So let's go ahead and start it with, you know, the let's start with some Muslim stuff.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
In Afghanistan, Kunduz Mosque is attacked during Friday prayers. A bomb attack on a Sunni mosque in the city of Kunduz in Afghanistan has killed 33 people and injured 43, including children, officials say. The attack on the Malawi Sekandar Sufi Mosque is the second in as many days in the northern city. It follows four attacks across Afghanistan on Thursday that we talked about, all claimed by the Islamic State group. The Taliban say they have defeated IS, but the group remains a key security challenge to Afghanistan's new rulers. No one has admitted carrying out Friday's attack in Kunduz, which came as worshippers gathered to pray. A local shopkeeper told AFP news agency the sight at the mosque was horrifying. The explosion was similar to Thursday's bomb, which tore through a Shia Muslim mosque in Mazar-e-Sharif, killing at least 31 people and wounding 87. Thursday's attack in Kunduz killed 4 people and wounded 18. Admitting those attacks, IS said it was part of an ongoing global campaign to avenge the deaths of its former leader and spokesman. So this is just really terrible news, especially in this holy month of Ramadan. It's almost over. Bomb attacks in Afghanistan have declined considerably since the Taliban came to power last August, following the withdrawal of U.S. and other Western forces. IS does not control any territory, but since their rivals, the Taliban, took power, they've been carrying out attacks in areas where they previously never had a presence, says BBC's Sukhinder Kermani in Pakistan. Sufism, a mystical order of Islam, has been practiced in the region for centuries. Most of the radical Sunni militant groups despise the Sufis, as well as Shia Muslims as heretics. IS militants also target the Taliban, with whom they have a fierce rivalry. Responding to the attacks, Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid described the perpetrators as evil elements, adding serious efforts being made to arrest and punish them. I'll go ahead here and link a map in comm and tell you the URL here in just a second. Afghanistan. And looks like here there is a bit of drama around what the topography for a non-radio should look like. It's been restored yesterday. It was changed around a little bit to different ASCII art, but now it's been restored to the previous topography that we had back in the day. Of course, the streaming now, I don't know why they're streaming now, because it's never updated, so the streaming now is always wrong. Anyway, if you'd like to see a map of Afghanistan and see where Mazar-e-Sharif and Kunduz and Kabul are, just kind of in relation to each other, all you got to do is go to sdf.org/L/LR. That's /Lima/Lima Romeo. So there you go. Check that out if you're so inclined. All right. Let's keep this party moving. If we jump over in Israel, well, if we talk about Israel and its occupied territories, Hamas holds a rally in Gaza over Israeli raids at Al-Aqsa Mosque. For the second week in a row, thousands of Palestinians participated in a mass rally called by the Hamas movement, to show solidarity in the face of continued Israeli raids in occupied Jerusalem and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Al-Aqsa Mosque has been at the center of days of violence and heightened tensions following a series of Israeli incursions into the holy site, which began at the start of the holy month of Ramadan. At the demonstration in Jabalia refugee camp in the northern Gaza Strip, protesters held banners declaring Palestinian dominion over the Al-Aqsa Mosque and chanted slogans deploring Israel attacks against worshippers there. Suhail al-Hindi, a member of the Hamas political bureau, said the thousands of people from Gaza who joined the march did so to send a message to people in occupied Jerusalem and in the courtyards of the mosque. "We are on your side," al-Hindi said in a speech. "We stand with you, support you, protect your decision, and defend you," he said, calling on Palestinians in the West Bank, occupied Jerusalem, and in the 1948 territories to gather permanently at Al-Aqsa to defend it. Palestinian unity, represented in Jerusalem, the West Bank, and the 1948 occupied territories, tells the Israeli occupation the Palestinian people are united in resistance and fighting with all that they have. So, we'll see what goes on. We'll see what happens here, but given the history of the area, I don't think peace is coming anytime soon, and it's probably likely that Israel will just continue killing Palestinians until they're all gone. 150,000 Palestinians are reported to have attended mosques prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Friday. The third Friday prayers of Ramadan at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in occupied East Jerusalem were sandwiched by Israeli police attacks, but that didn't stop 150,000 travelers traveling to the mosque for worship, according to the Jerusalem Islamic Walk, WAQF. I'm not sure what the deal is there. All right, so that's going on. Man. All right, that was a bummer. It's kind of truthful, and we got to talk about it.
Resistance is futile.
All right, welcome, EPO. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. All right, and X1 claims we need an intergalactic commission to establish a committee to debate the question. I believe that we need to get the intergalactic wasabi mix available so that we can go ahead and see what that looks like. Maybe DJ Snowdusk can help us get the intergalactic folks together so we can get that committee. maybe the DGC. Let's see. Maybe if we can get the DGC into space, then we can do it. Anyway, enough meta stuff. Let's talk about murder and death, because there's a lot of it going on. Justice for Sheila is a hashtag in Kenya right now. Kenyan anger after lesbian's murder. Rights groups are calling on Kenyan authorities to investigate the murder of a non-binary lesbian, which has sparked the trending hashtag Justice for Sheila. "No one deserves such cruel treatment. Sheila didn't have to experience all this pain," Amnesty Kenya tweeted. Sheila Lumumba's body was found several days ago, according to LGBTQ groups. The killing has started an online debate about LGBTQ rights in Kenya, a country where gay sex is illegal. Members of the country's LGBTQ community routinely face discrimination and stigma, and efforts to decriminalize gay sex have been thwarted. It's not definitively clear what happened to Lumumba in the central Nyeri County, but there are reports that they were raped. Lumumba's body was discovered days after going missing when their colleagues at a hospitality business, noted their absence, according to news site K24 TV. LGBTQ and LGBTQ supporting Kenyans have taken to social media to highlight the discrimination the group faces. SMJ, welcome, welcome. Human rights activist Njeri Wamigwi said she had spoken to Lumumba's best friend on Thursday and cried together. Your life mattered, Sheila, Miss Mingwa continued. Sheila and I are both 25 and lesbians. I can't rest because I am one statistic away from being this, one person tweeted. The BBC, queer people deserve to thrive without fear of being persecuted. Her death reflects the reality LGBT persons live in, another person is quoted saying here. So that's going on there in Kenya. And in Shanghai. Shanghai escalates COVID lockdown restrictions. Authorities in Shanghai have said they will tighten the enforcement of lockdown measures as a COVID surge continues in China's financial capital. New measures include placing electronic door alarms to prevent those infected from leaving, as well as evacuating people to disinfect their homes. Earlier this week, hundreds were forcibly evacuated from their homes to allow for buildings to be disinfected. The restrictions will take Shanghai's lockdown into its fifth week. Officials say all infected patients in close contacts will be transferred to government-run centralized quarantine. In addition, disinfection measures will be escalated in some of the city's worst-hit areas. This will likely mean some residents will be forced to move out temporarily, including those who have tested negative. The move comes days after people in two other Shanghai communities, Beikai and Pingwang, were ordered to leave their residences for temporary accommodations. In Beikai, an official notice issued to residents told them to pack their belongings and leave their wardrobes' doors open. They were also told to leave open the front door of their home and their pets behind. Images on social media of people queuing with packed suitcases at nighttime showed the scale of the operation. As the vast lockdown approaches its fifth week, authorities show no sign of easing up their determination to maintain China's now battered zero-COVID strategy. In the worst-hit areas, people's homes will be disinfected. This will likely mean some residents are forced to move out. Shanghai city officials are also reiterating something that remains crucial, that all infected patients and close contacts will be transferred to government-run centralized quarantine centers. They want people discharged sooner once they're negative. But as the party mouthpiece People's Daily newspaper says on its front page last week, persistence is victory. Oh, man. Well, let's see. What do we got here? Topography war going on in Calm right now, so it's pretty fun. And apparently, world-famous skateboarder Robert Bernardo is going to be on the radio at some point in time on some show, so... whenever there's a time and date in Calm, I'll let you know. All right. Well, we're almost over, and we got to play a song because, golly gee, where would we be without some music? That is what we need. Of course, what better way to do it than to find some random unlabeled song and play it? So, as you all may or may not know, my music library is all messed up. Regarding Bob Dylan. So I have a bunch of songs labeled as Bob Dylan that are totally not. So we're going to just go ahead and play one of the random Mr. Tambourine Man songs and see what it could possibly be. This is labeled Bob Dylan, Mr. Tambourine Man, 1997. Pretty sure this didn't come out then. I think this is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That I wish you saw. Sarcastic Mr. Know-it-all. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this lonely view. And with the birds I'll share this lonely view. And push me up against the wall. Young tuck girl in a push-up. With the birds, share this alone. anywhere. Call the fall, I'll make it to the moon if I have to crawl in. With the birds to share this lonely view. With the birds to share this lonely view. With the birds to share this.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, well, that's powered by you. So thank you so much for being here and hanging out. And before I forget, it is Earth Day, April 22nd. It is also my mom's birthday. I made sure to call her. But more importantly to you, the Dubious Goals Committee Earth Day 2022 special airs on Anon Radio today at 1930 UTC. That is 2:30 p.m. Central Time in North America. Don't miss the nonsense at anonradio.net. And you can also, Tobe is famously wasn't on Mastodon, but is now at tobe@mastodon.sdf.org. Send him a friend request if you know him. Oh, man. So that's going on. Thank you, Claudio M., for wishing my mom a happy birthday. Mr. Dizzy, thank you for being here and hanging out. You can listen at anonradio.net or point your mplayer at that one. And no, Mr. Dizzy, com is it's using your terminal. So you can't suspend it because you'd suspend your terminal. Kind of. I think that's what it is. It's using your TTY. Okay. Hey, and welcome. DJ 10 from Berlin has joined Anon Radio from THX Moo. And shout out to SMJ, longtime superhero of SDF. He mentioned earlier, it looks like that it's a day of action in Seattle. Not sure what that means. We have Ozone Action Days here in Austin, which usually means don't go outside. So if you're in Seattle, I guess stay home. Hey, SMJ lets us know you can suspend comm. That's cool. Just press Control Z twice. Oh, awesome. That's awesome. And Butt Stuff is using BYOBU or BYOBU instead of TMUX. All right. Perfect. No worries, Tin. Thanks for being here. All right. Well, let's get back to it. We've got about 5 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee comes out, and there's just so much news, as always. We're going to have to kind of skip through some of these stories to get through it. Oh, and SMJ is letting me know, it is not like an Ozone Action Day where you stay inside. Instead, this is the opposite. In Seattle, you're encouraged to leave your house and go out and pick up some trash on the street. It's like a day of action. All right. Well, Kenya's first opposition president has died at age of 90. Kenya's former president, Mwai Kibaki, has died at the age of 90. President Uhuru Kenyatta has announced. His 2002 election ended 40 years of one-party rule since independence. However, his 2007 re-election sparked months of violence and led to 1,200 deaths. So, thoughts and prayers, feelings, all that stuff going out to Kenya. And France is saying mercenaries from Russia's Wagner Group staged a French atrocity in Mali. The French military has said it has videos of Russian mercenaries burying bodies near an army base in northern Mali, which it says is part of a smear campaign against the French, who handed the ghostly base over to Malian forces earlier this week. Satellite images taken by the French military Thursday show what appear to be 10 Caucasian soldiers covering approximately a dozen Malian bodies with sand 4 kilometers east of the ghostly military base in the country's north. So, wouldn't be a real big surprise that that's the case, but it is pretty neat that satellite imagery was able to record video from outer space. Callie is back from the sauna. Welcome back. I'm jealous. We have a sauna at work, a dry sauna, but it is not on yet because of COVID. So, jelly. Super jelly. All right. What else is going on? Ugh, we got 3 minutes. All right, deep breath. Ready? Large Hadron Collider, a revamp that could revolutionize physics. For the past 20 years, SAM has been trying to find evidence of a fifth force of nature, with gravity, electromagnetism, and the two nuclear forces being the four that physicists already know about. He's pinning his hopes on a major revamp of the collider. It's the world's most advanced particle accelerator. It's now the best chance ever of the LHC finding subatomic particles that are completely new to science. The hope is that it will make discoveries that will spark the biggest revolution in physics in 100 years. The pressure is on to deliver. Many had expected the LHC to have found evidence of a new realm of physics by now, which I just think is kind of funny. Why haven't you made any groundbreaking or earth-shattering discoveries lately? It's like, come on, just let them do the science. And a fuel tanker that we talked about that sunk off of Tunisia, apparently it's empty, says the government. A fuel tanker that sank off the waters of Tunisia last weekend was empty, the government said on Friday, ruling out the risk of pollution. The Equatorial Guinea-flagged Zilo was thought to have been carrying 750 tons of diesel when it downed. The Zilo ship that sank in the Gulf of Gabes does not contain diesel and its tanks are empty, the Environment Ministry said. It poses no immediate pollution risk. The authorities would now examine the possibility of refloating and towing the wreck at a later stage. It did not explain the confusion behind its original statement that it was transporting 750 tons of diesel. So, good luck. It may or may not be taken care of. And we're out of time. It is time for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It happens every day at 1930 UTC, and it's the special Earth Day version. So, uh-oh. I got constant drops from Tobe. Uh-oh. Well, we'll see how this goes. But good luck. It's all that we got. Also, after Dubious Goals Committee, stick around for Harry Larry.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. At 1900 UTC.
Bye, Claudio.
Talk to you then.